almost 3,000 developers attending our event. Our hackathon distributed $400,000 of prize.
Wow, that's a lot.
So far.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 25th episode of Colors of Web3 and Entrepreneurship. My name is Lum, your Web3 host. So for those of you who are new to the show, Colors of Web3 and Entrepreneurship is a show highlighting the journeys of builders and innovators in Web3 and entrepreneurship. Some topics, especially in Web3, may get technical, but we do our best to keep it accessible for most people. And here I am today with Shinichiro Kinjo. He goes by Kinjo. He's basically building the largest Web3 hackathon platform in Japan. Kinjo, can you give a quick introduction about yourself?
Yeah. Thank you for introducing me. So I'm super excited and super nervous now because I'm first-time speaker, joined the speaker podcast channel in English. Yeah, it's very good. Thank you for your amazing opportunities. I'm enjoying this conversation. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Kinjo. I'm founder, Akindo. Akindo is a, largest Web3 hackathon platform in Japan. So I'm held many times, hackathon event, workshop and meetup, for builders, for Web3 builders and for blockchain company, not only Japanese company, but also global. I did many supported making a builder community for blockchain companies. And I manage, I'm builder Akindo. But now, for now, actually, I'm not focused on hackathon, but I'm focused now on grant, continuous grant distribution protocol. It's a web hack. Yeah, it's my focus on things. So I want tell you a story why I changed it from hackathon to grant program. Then I have I supported builders developers community. Yeah, so I may look for a conversation about this in English because I'm
awesome.
Actually, I'm learning now English. So
your English is really good. So I think
I'm not confident that, but yeah, I have enjoyed. I enjoy that.
Yeah. So before we dive into your company, I think it'll be good to share with the audience about your background. Maybe can you share with us like what you did before, you know, Akindo? Like what was your professional background and leading up to Akindo?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. Actually, I started this project from maybe 2 years ago, and I committed Web3 areas 3 years ago. But I first time I deep dive in crypto in year 2000. But I'm changing our business, and so I made many products so pivot.
Okay.
And so and many times I had many times pivoted product, and so actually I'm my business my internet life is maybe 12 or 13 years. 13 years I focus on build some great products. So I focus this area. So I'm challenging so for 10 years over. So, but I'm not yet success, but I'm very excited this cryptocurrency area focus.
I see. So you told us that you've been in Web3 since 2017. What was the first thing that brought you into Web3 or crypto? Was it Bitcoin? Was it Ethereum? Was it something else?
Yeah. Of course, I first time I very impressed the Bitcoin and Ethereum potential. But it's in time. I first time when I met the cryptocurrency is value. Do you know value? It's in 2000 crypto product value.
During an initial Japan coin offering? Is it like an initial coin offering or
not coin offering? Value is like a friend tech. like a friend tech product.
Okay.
Yeah, huh. Yeah. Like friend tech product in 2017. It's made by Japanese. And its value is very excited for me. So and I so interested in cryptocurrency industry. Then I'm researching this area. So I built some product for this industry, like a DAO product.
Was it like a DAO tooling?
Yeah, DAO tooling product I built in this time. Became a crypto winter, so I stopped our project and pivot to sell other product, other business. But I come back 2000 lira. Mm-hmm. And so I'm focused now this area, and so I'm decided. So I committed long term this cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies. So I'm very excited because I have a big picture in potential. This industry, I like it.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is always great to take a long term view in the cryptocurrency and Web3 area. It's one of the...
It is
actually very much needed. I think most people, they see the crazy APY, the crazy, the gains, the gains over time, and then they may blindly ape into it. But then I think in order to be sustainable, to keep yourself in the long term, you do have to have a long-term view, take a long-term view of it.
Yeah. It's a paradigm shift. It's a next internet. I believe this is a next internet. Big, very, very big potential. So it's a needed many times because I make a product short term view and like a startup. And I think we need rapid growth. So I'm build a pivot, but I couldn't get good something.
Get some traction.
Traction. In short term. So I decided. So I shouldn't be short term scope. I should be. I need long term, especially this blockchain technology, like new technologies.
Taking a long-term view is good for sure, but also experimentation is quite necessary, right? For to try out new things and what you're doing.
Trend error is it's a speed, trend error speed, and this is volume. Yeah, it's necessary to improve something.
Sure. So before we dive into the current project, maybe can you share with us what do you do for fun outside of work? Your hobbies?
Yes, actually my life is almost my work, so I'm almost my time is focusing my project because it's like my hobby is crypto and blockchain technology like my hobby. But I love watch cinema. I like watching cinema like Marvel. Marvel series, I'm very love it. I like it.
Nice.
I like drink party with my friends weekend night.
Okay.
Yeah, who's your hobby.
I see. Who's your favorite superhero in Marvel?
I like Doctor Strange. Okay. Yeah,
Doctor Strange. Okay.
My favorite hero. Yeah, it's a pretty general, but I like it.
I think Iron Man is great. Yeah, he's one of the few who built his own superpower, right? He built his own robot. He just had money, and then he built his own robot, like to make himself become Iron Man. Technically, he's still a human, right?
And Tony Stark is very super engineer, and very impresses me.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of experimentation. Cool. So without further ado, let's go ahead and deep dive into your current company, Akindo.
Yeah.
And feel free to share any slides or website about your company at this point.
Thank you. Let me share our project. Can you see our thread? Can you see thread? Is it okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Very, very pretty. A lot of color. Yeah.
Thank you. So it's our company, our projects are introduced, right? Yeah, Kindle. It's a just a number. So 1 year is achieved. Our company's achieved a year, past year. So yeah, this project, our project supported this global project and Japanese enterprise. So yeah, I held many kind of hackathon event, meetup event for these blockchain companies. And yeah, this project, it's a popular event.
So how many hackathons have you organized so far, or maybe up until now?
Almost 3,000 developers attending our event.
Okay, and how many events?
Thirty or forty times.
Okay,
30 or 40 times.
So roughly, like 100 participants in each event, roughly.
That's right. And our hackathon distributed $400,000 of prize. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Distributed so far.
A big amount.
Yeah. But our next project, its goal is $500,000 over distributed goal. So let me explain after that.
Okay.
Yes, this is a popular Helder hackathon event. It's just a year ago. And this Tokyo Web3 hackathon is the most popular hackathon event in Japan. So 800 over builders attending this hackathon event. So
it's really huge.
It's a very huge hackathon. And it's the first time our company I organized a hackathon. Yeah, almost one person organized everything. So it's pretty tough. Yeah, it's very tough thing.
It's a way to say. That's amazing. It's like how they say it.
It's very tough. It's very, very tough. But it's a success. It's success. So many people recognize me and Hackathon Man. Many people recognize me like a Hackathon Man. Yeah. So
I think you are quite popular among the Japan Web3 community now.
So I'm supported. Many people asking me please supported Hackathon program. And so I have many times, but so I now so for this. Through my experience, I think hackathon is not sustainable. I think it's hackathon is very good event. It's very good, but hackathon is it's a event, like a festival, just an event. It's very short time, very short term event. Actually, the organizer project's goal is to build a relationship with the participant builders. It's long term. Participant builders required is just a very short term expectation, like catch up new technology, make a friend, get a feedback from a core team. For participants, it's like a weekend activity in hackathon. And it's not aligned between organizer and participants. And participants, it's a short term event, but organizers want a more long term engage and relation with the participants. So I think it's like mismatch. I think it's a need more builder engage long term process. So I'm focusing on WebHack protocol. WebHack protocol is a improved hackathon and grant program much better. It's a make expand blockchain and infra layer application system and 10 times faster and stronger protocol. It's our company, our project focused WebHack. So I think so hackathon and grant program is a necessary, very, very important method for blockchain industry, because it's a distribution method. It's a grant and prize money distribution method from infra layer to application layer and builders. But Hackathon and Hackathon and grant program, very, very traditional method, very legacy. It exists before Bitcoin exists. It's very, very legacy method, but it's a mainstream popular method to distribution money. So I think it's
so really
wrong. That's right. We need a more optimized. We need a more improved that distribution methods in, because we are focusing on very cutting edge technology, like blockchain, smart contract, but we almost project using a very legacy methods. And so I'm sure. So it's a need to replace area. We built WebHack protocol. Yeah, we want much better Hackathon and grant program and developer relations communicate. So it's a more improved.
So this would be like a new format, you say? New format, new category entirely.
That's right. It's a new tool for grant distribution. I want a de facto standard for grant distribution tool instead of legacy's grant program, Hackathon. I want get a position in this area. So I build our tool, and so already using our product by Aptos network. It's a very good work.
Aptos has already adopted your new program, right? WebHack.
Yes. And it many product is submitted this WebHack through this WebHack program. Now is a second wave judging period. It's not remaining judging time. 18 hours. And submitted second wave submissions is 16 and like that. And so core team is voting. And this second wave's grant $2,500 is $500 and distributed according to voting, a number of voting. It's split and distributed automatically. And it's move on continuously, transparency. I think it's a new format for distribution grant. And this is ongoing continuously, automatically until grant pool zero. WebHack protocol.
I see. Okay. So if I understand correctly, then people will just still be multiple waves, right? Many waves. And then there'll be a certain amount of price. And until the price is completely dispersed and people keep participating, is that correct?
Yeah. People keep committed to receive grant. It realize more engagement stronger. It's supported builders continuously until so production deploy, and after that growing product. It's so core team evaluated this product impact. So how provide impact to Aptos ecosystem. So core team is evaluated and voting that.
But then who can vote? Who can vote in this? Like anybody? Or?
Only a core team member. Core team can invite anytime.
I see.
And so I think it's core team is much better. But it's until very few. It should be more.
I see.
More decentralized. Voting.
So in the future, there'll be community members also, right?
Yes, that's right. First time, core team only. Second time, so this community and contributors. And three phase is token holders, voting anyone. And so each one's thinking which product is, which product is taking impact. So for this existing.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, WebHack is our new product, but it's a new too. So it's so difficult, so understandable, acceptable for blockchain company. Yeah, it needed some explain. So and new too. So it needed allocate budget from the Hackathon and grant budget. But it allocate is difficult. So I'm organized now. It's a WebHack global event. It is a continuous grant distribution program for almost five months. Yeah, this is start from middle of April and to end of August. Its goal is involving 30 over projects and deposit $500,000 over dollar. And so it's distributed to 5,000 builders. Its goal, WebHack Global. And yeah, it's a next kickoff event image. The first grant partner is already decided from this top project, GK Sync, Aptos, Superfluid, Mina, and more. And Demo Day partners is IBS Crypt, Edcon, WebEx. It's a major crypto conference in Japan. Yes. Held in the summer. It's very popular and major conference. And we have partnership with this conference, and Demo Day event held with this conference. And so participant builders can presentation in each conference. And taking participant builders receive the grant from these grant partners every 2 weeks. Yeah, it's like a basic income for builders program.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so I'm focusing now this program. So I'm how successful this event. So yeah, it's very many people involving. So yeah, I'm very nervous.
I see. But I think you said that you really enjoy this, right? So I think you do this. So I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah. So yeah, it's a focused now project. So please love you join as a builder.
Sure, yeah. I probably will join one of these day in the future, maybe in the future, yeah. For sure.
Thank you so much. Yes. So yeah, please this I'm very happy. So if you and so this viewers audience, please rejoin this program. We can provide a discount ticket for this conference, and we can provide travel expenses, this pitch opportunity, and learning content. Yeah, it's very large scale grant program in DC.
Yeah, I think this is great. Yeah. Actually, these are all the great stuff that they need. Yeah. Because I know for sure there'll be many people coming to IVS Crypto, coming to EdCon, coming to WebEx, the three big event in the summer.
Before that, so I received the IVS Crypto partner, so they prepare for us is a 6 capacity venue for Demo Day.
Really? Wow, that's awesome.
Huge. Very huge.
Yeah.
So maybe it's very excited. We'll be really excited event. So yeah,
nice.
Please, yeah, entry, please, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking.
So many community partners have. Thank you. Thank you for listening. So introduce our project.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. Yeah, let's switch some topic. Let's talk about Web3 in general. Now, actually, one thing I'm always wondering, I'm actually amazed, but like how many events you have already organized and with over 3,000 participants, you know. But I'm curious, like whom do you said you work, sometimes you work alone, but do you work with a team? Typically, do you work solo? Do you work with a team, work with some partners or?
It's me, a team member. How many team members?
Yes.
Actually, so full-time member is only me. Just only me. So, I'm very, very busy now. So prepare this big event. So only me. Other member is contract member.
I see.
Yeah, like a freelance. And all members include me, five member. Two members is engineers. and other two members, salesperson, business developer person, very few members. Yeah. Or almost things, so doing myself. So it's very tough.
Yeah, I'm actually really amazed at that. Yeah, but then seems like you've been pulling it off really well. With such a small team, right, and so many events, what are some of the challenges facing your team?
It's very serious problem. It's my challenge thing. So I want more expand. WebHack and our program. So I need more member. But I don't have a full-time member yet. So I need co-founder members.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a facing challenge. How I involve, how I getting very committed members. So it's my challenge.
I see.
Something big things not couldn't achieve a few members, so we need a good person, right person as a manage this event.
Got it. So you're looking for a co-founder then? I can imagine that it takes a long time and effort to organize. I mean, even just one event, right? But not to mention you organize multiple events at the same time. It's quite challenging.
Right. Thank you.
So what's it? So then in the future, maybe in Web3 in general, where do you think, how will hackathons, and you said earlier that hackathons may not be so efficient, right? So but how will hackathons play a role in Web3 ecosystem in the future?
I'm sure. So hackathon and grant program is very, very important in blockchain and cryptocurrency area. More need money for application builders to more popular blockchain, cryptocurrency technologies and to mass adoption. But for now, fundraising money and so very many budget is gathering infra layer project and like a blockchain company, blockchain project. So many scale, many budget and fundraising now. But I think so in the future and this year, this many budget which have infra layer, more move on, application layer, application builder, spread layer. Generally, so experience many years in the Web2 internet. So traditionally, so usually if some companies receive fundraising, this money is using hiring people, marketing budget. But blockchain industry is, hiring is okay, but not popular to marketing, like advertising, like publishers, the social media, mass media. It's not usual in this area. So why? Yeah. So what using this budget? So it's using a maker builder community using this budget. So so that's why need to build a community for blockchain company, because infra layer and blockchain company is just infrastructure. Infrastructure is not touch point end users. It's just infra for builders. But we need to get more users to expand to mass adoptions in this area. So need application layer. So infrastructure project need blockchain, infrastructure company.
We have enough already.
We
need more application, not infrastructure.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yes. They need to build their community and more expand their application ecosystem. As application ecosystem expand and infrastructure's values more increase. Feedback. Positive feedback cycle. So more distributed from infrastructure to application builders.
Agree. I completely agree. I think there's might be somewhat of a, it's not really a mismatch of needs, but I Yeah, I do think that we need more applications in general, maybe like more consumer focused application to bring more and more people into Web3.
That's right. To increase application, it's needed more efficient distribution method. So because application layer is difficult. Many get a money budget from VCs. And many budget, many fundraising money is
For infrastructure.
gathering. That's right, for infrastructure. And so infrastructure project should be provide many budget to application layer.
I see.
So I need a hackathon to grant more good or better grant program to I think so.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Yeah, hopefully we'll have some sort of shift like that in the future to be able to bring more application. And then the next question I have is that since you have been to so many hackathons and seen met so many builders, right? What are some of the common things people say to like how can we onboard 1 billion people into Web3? What were some of the answer that you have heard?
To expand 10 billion 10 billion people, I think we need many applications. So many application is a need, of course. But it not. But yeah, many application need. And so most important thing is, so how make so clear application like Facebook, like Instagram, like TikTok. It's clear application is needed to expand 10 billion users. But it's very difficult things. Make a clear applications. So to realize that, so we need many times experimental, try and error, like try and error. So build and scrap, and it's needed more quickly,
More
more
hackathons.
many times.
More hackathons. I think
That's
you
right,
said
that's
it
right.
in shorter. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So volume is a better quality. So I think. So
Okay.
many amount is better.
Yeah.
So yeah. And
I
so
see. For
I think
experimentation. Yeah.
Experimentation is so infrastructure is strong. It's upper layers application is much easier. So experimentation, scrap and build, and so enough infrastructure is almost
Enough,
perfect
right?
enough. Yeah, enough
Yeah,
and
enough.
perfect enough. And so I think so. After this year and next year, more application is
We'll be coming.
more real. Yeah,
Yeah, we'll be
becoming
coming.
many. So maybe realize a key application from them.
Nice. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so just two more questions from my side before we close out.
Please.
Do you have, I think since you have also already organized a Web2 to Web3 hackathon, right? I think that would be a very relevant question for you here. Do you have any advice for people who want to break into Web3 from Web2? Career advice.
Thank you for a good question. I'm basically so Web2, I'm an internet so person traditionally, and so I'm into from Web2 to Web3, and it's almost different category. So very spread this culture and resource, and so and very fast changing fast in the Web3. So I think so we should be use many products, use many product and catch up the trend, catch up trend. So it's need many resource, but it's very excited area. So every day some happens big news. So in this area, so if you're so curious and so interest, so it's very exciting. I think a very exciting area. But 3 years ago, I'm changing so deep dive Web3. I'm research every day 3 or 4 hour over every day and 2 months. So I understand so these categories architecture, so how works this area. So but I need I did need 2 months 2 months over, but very fun now, but very different culture.
I see. So a lot of research, preparation, learning, and exploration, right?
Sounds like it's a need interesting, curious mind. I like a new technology. I'm very excited. So checking new a product and recent technology. So I like it.
Awesome. And then final question: where can people follow you? You can share any public handles or username. I know your main website is akin.io, right? Akindo.io.
Akindo.io, Akindo. And so I'm mainly using your X account. So please follow me, X. But I usually post in Japanese. So Akindo X account is English posting. Yeah, please follow Akindo_io. I posted our new project and our next hackathon and grant program and workshop. Yeah, it's a good opportunity for you guys. So it's a catch up. So many technologies and so opportunity to connect famous blockchain company team.
So I'll make sure to put all of that in the show notes, in the link down below, so people can actually see. And earlier you mentioned that you're looking for a co-founder. それ出社となんか今探してますね。だからもしよければ、ま、日本語 do you want to share a message about looking for your co-founder for Akindo?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm serious finding team member partner as a co-founder. Akindo is a good position in global because I think this project is a follow-on narrative from infrastructure to application layer. Akindo have a good position in this narrative. And so we have many network connection with a famous blockchain project. And so it has like a hub, builders and blockchain companies connect platform. And it's getting many connection and getting many opportunity in so global standard. Our product based in Tokyo, but day one is a global project. So next program is almost participant and grant partner is a global project and builders. Yeah, please, let's make something great for crypto industry.
Awesome.
Let's do great things.
Once again, I'll put all the links in show notes and also put your message down there as well too, for people to know.
Please, thank you.
Once again, thank you for being on the show today. It's been great talking to you, Kinjo. Hope to see you in the next hackathon. Yeah, one of your hackathons.
Yeah. Thank you for your good opportunity. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
And we're back to my studio. What do you guys think about this episode with Kinjo? Personally, having participated in so many hackathons, including one hackathon organized by Akindo, I can say that it's a fun learning experience for both developers and non-developers alike. So feel free to participate and try it out at least once. For the next episode, we'll be talking to Trevor Coverco. He's a former professional hockey player and serial entrepreneur in both Web2 and Web3 spaces. We'll be talking to him about his current Web3 startup, Sapien.ai. Sapien is a platform that helps with data labeling in the artificial intelligence machine learning training process with real human feedback. The mechanics of the process is quite fascinating. It's an episode you don't want to miss. If you enjoyed this episode, please give a like and subscribe. Thank you for tuning in and see you next time.